You're listening to 91.7 KXT and the O's back with us once again. Thank you very much, you guys, for coming by. Welcome back to KXT. And you were officially the first artist to perform in the studio. Not the first to go live, but you were here the day before we went on the air and recorded. So welcome back to you.
Ah, oh, it's so good to be back.
Is that plaque ready yet?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's it's that whiteboard that the dry erase
board.
And it's still there.
You present that to everybody, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, here's your plaque.
Awesome.
All right.
So, all right. Got a new album. It's called Thunder Dog, and you're celebrating the release of it tonight at the Granada Theater. And everybody in Dallas-Fort Worth are going to see it, to help you celebrate it.
Everyone in Dallas.
Everybody
coming?
Yes,
everybody.
Everyone's coming.
They actually knocked down snuffers to make room for the cars.
That's right.
They really did.
Yeah. Well, they're going to put one of those like lines, the zigzaggy lines they have, the security checkpoint type line. They're going to have that in the where snuffers used to be.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Can it be like not like take up too much space for amount of people?
It's more of a maze. So.
All right. Well, hey, we'd love to hear a song from it. What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play the first tune off the new album, Thunder Dog. It's called Outlaw. And thank you very much, KXT, for playing it.
Absolutely.
We love y'all.
My throat's clear.
Cool. I think I'm ready.
1, 2, 3. You fought like an outlaw. No worry what went wrong. Part of history, we've been all along. But everyone you say is dumb. And all your excuses, they all sound foolish now. We all fight the good fight, we all know what is right. Work too hard to have nothing change. We've all got the right to fix things that we don't like while we cuss and yell and scream and fight. Revolt, reshape and reload. Revolt, reshape and reload. Open up your arms, let us into your heart. We'll never lie to you, even though we've come so far. We all fight the good fight, we all know what is right. We work too hard to have nothing change. We've all got the right to fix things that we don't like while we cuss and yell and scream and fight. Revolt, reshape and reload. They all sound foolish now. We all fight the good fight. We all know what is right. We work too hard to have nothing change. We've all got the right to fix things that we don't like while we cuss and yell and scream and fight. Revolt, reshape and reload. Reshape and reload. Revolt, reshape and reload. You called me an outlaw. I never meant to do no wrong, but we're part of history.
an excellent job. It's the O's here on 91.7 KXT. That's Outlaw, the new album called Thunderdog, which is your third album, and you've independently released this one. You're on your own label now, aren't you?
That's right. Old Johnny and I started a new record label called Punch 5 Records, punch5records.com. And we are not looking for bands right now because we have our hands full with only one band right now called The O's.
And our label will not give out any more money.
Yeah, because we don't have any more.
That's right.
I was going to ask, dude, did you just add work to yourself? Do you have extra work that you've filed? I mean, does it take away work from your writing and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it's one of those best, worst, best ideas ever. You know, it's like we book ourselves and we manage ourselves, and now we record label ourselves.
Yeah. Why not? Why not do everything?
Yeah.
Like, you know when you're kind of tired? Why not be really tired?
Yeah. Or when you're like kind of like, I think I'm awake. Why not be crazy awake?
Yeah.
And you guys have done lots of touring. I mean, you guys have been really super busy too.
We've been everywhere that will have us.
That's right. It's like usually you put out an album and then you start touring heavily. We started the year touring heavily and then put out the album, and we'll continue to tour heavily for another 2 years because that's how we do it.
Yeah, the idea was to take a break, and then you kind of wind down and get ready for the new release. But instead, we cranked it up, and we did have a spring break, didn't we, Taylor?
SB13.
Yeah, SB13.
We got tats too.
That's right, we got tats to commemorate. We had a whole 10 days off.
Yeah, which were planned 2 months prior. These 10 days, and there were some shows that came up that we had to turn down, but we had to kind of stick to our guns on that one and say, listen, we have to take these 10 days off. And did we really take those 10 days off?
Well, we did from playing shows.
But everything that goes around playing shows, we did that.
Yeah, we did all the other stuff. We just didn't play the music part of it. We didn't have the justification. We just had the fun.
So what did you do differently with this album that you maybe didn't get to do with the other ones and you maybe wanted to do?
I don't know. The last two albums, we had like an allotted amount of time where we went into the studio. We had this much time, and then we had shows or a tour, and we had to leave. And so we had to cram everything into that space. Mm-hmm. This time we kind of split it up into two different times. So we spent, 2 weeks out in Tornillo and then finished it up in Austin with, a month and a half, 2 months in between to really listen to it and really figure out harmonies and see what needed to be added or not added or taken away or improved. So I really enjoyed that. We've always been rushed, and we didn't have to rush this one. Mm.
Do you record just kind of as you do right now? Is it mostly live?
We build tracks.
We do a lot of the percussion, or this time we did the percussion first, and we did that live, and that was one of Frenchie's, I think, really great ideas to get a live vibe to this album, was, okay, y'all do some scratch tracks of playing together, and then let's do the percussion over it together, and so we could actually have that feeling of the beat that we create when we're on stage together, and then we built around that.
And you've named the album after that big drum that you're hitting, and that's Thunderdog right there, isn't it?
Well, actually, Thunderdog, this is a 26-inch 1947 Ludwig. The Thunderdog is a 70s Slingerland that's 36 inches. It goes above waistline, and it sounds like thunder. But that is too big to take places.
Yeah, this would be called Thunder Junior.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe Junior. Little
Thunder Dude.
Thunder maybe puppy. Little Thundy.
It's Thunder Dude.
Little Thundy. Thunder Dude.
The O's play tonight at the Granada Theater. It's the release of Thunderdog, and go and see them. I Love Math is going to be there too, and so is Telegraph Canyon. Be a great show at the Granada tonight. Would you play us another song?
Wait, right now?
We can wait a few minutes.
Okay,
if you want to.
No, I want to do it now.
I got to tune first.
Okay, well you tune, and then.
We're gonna do the. I believe the sixth track off the new album, Thunderdog, called Found the One.
We call it Hot Number Six.
At least now we do. Found the One. One, two, three, go.
In all the choices you were making, and you knew it was a habit I was breaking, yeah. It's when you think you might have found the one,
might have found the one, baby. Yeah, I knew that it was love that we were making. I didn't know it was your heart that I was breaking, yeah. So when you think you might have found the one, it's when you think you might have found the one that makes you say, hey, I'll jump on that train. I got a million miles and I'm not stopping. I'm coming. You can put you in your place. Stop your heart beating. But I know a love is strong enough to win. I'm counting. I can see it. Yeah, and at least there are 100 ways that I'll display it, yeah. It's when you think you might have found the one. It's when you think you might have found the one. The one that makes you say, hey, I'll jump right on that plane. Million miles to go and I'm not stopping. I'm coming. You can put you in your place. Stop your heart beating. Yeah, I know a love is strong enough to win. I'm counting. Stop your heart beating. Yeah, I know our love is strong enough to win. I'm counting. You got me thinking I have found the one. Got me thinking I have found the one.
Yeah!
It's the O's here at 91.7 KXT. Fantastic job. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming again today.
Thank you, Joe.
See the O's tonight at the Granada Theater. It's the release party of Thunderdog, the third album from the O's. Thank you once again. John Pettigo, Taylor Young, thanks for coming in.
Y'all rule. Thank you.